start off, what exactly is the federal marketing order?
Yeah, so it's sort of a two-pronged approach to help the tart cherry industry. The first part on the marketing side is all these farmers and processors agree to chip in for a communal marketing sort of budget. On the supply side, everyone agrees to withhold some of the year's yield to keep cherry prices high, and the industry votes on this policy every couple of years.
Cherry farmers voted on the order last week. We know that it passed. What were the results?
So the order was renewed by a little over 50% of voters on the straight one-for-one ballot. That's a really, really narrow race compared to years past. Most of the time, the FMO passes with, 70 to 80% of that vote. And really, this year's narrow margin, I think, kind of shows the frustration a lot of farmers feel about not just that policy, but the whole sort of tart cherry industry.
So what's the problem?
Well, some farmers think the whole withholding cherries from the market thing just doesn't make sense for them. Holding onto those cherries over years costs money. Their price that they can sell them at goes down every year, and they just get harder to sell the longer you store these cherries. And so some farmers think we should just sell all of it when we have it and have the market be a sort of a wide open market. On the marketing side of things, growers say they've been consistently undercut by cheap foreign products. And so when everyone agrees to pay this money to market tart cherries, they're really increasing demand for those cheaper products, not theirs. Here's Dave Meister. He's a farmer in Onekama. He really doesn't like the FMO.
The marketing order is designed to limit us from selling our cherries so somebody else can.
Okay, well, the marketing order was renewed, so people still clearly support it. Why?
Well, as far as the whole withholding cherries thing, they say by doing that, they're keeping the prices stable. It's basic supply and demand. And they're protecting themselves for down years. Tart cherry is a pretty volatile crop. You can have a big yield one year, really low yield the next. So if you hold on to cherries for those lean years, you might be okay. For the marketing stuff, they say it's worked. Look, tart cherry demand is up. It's used in more products than ever. People are more aware of it. Here's Nels Veliket. He's a cherry grower from Kuwait, and he supports the FMO.
Without that collective power to pool resources, we would not have the market for tart cherries that we do today, which is wood.
Veliket also says having that inventory stored makes it easier for food processors and distributors to plan for years ahead.
Max, you've reported about these problems that those cheaper foreign products have created for U.S. cherry farmers. How has that factored into the debate over the FMO?
Well, it's really the source of the tension. I mean, if farmers were able to make a decent price off their cherries, they wouldn't care about paying to hold on to them. It just wouldn't be as big of a deal. But because prices are so low, some people say, let's just ditch the rule book and just sell all the stuff, forget all these protections. That would inevitably lead to some farm closures. But some of the farmers I've talked to accepted that reality and say it's already happening. It's par for the course and let the strong survive.
Has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted those trade issues at all?
In the sense that it's impacted everything. Imports have slowed. Some of that is restrictions at the border. Some of it is just supply chain stuff. There's a lower demand. You can, with social distancing, you can't literally produce as much product as you want. And so farmers here are facing the same problems. So even if imports are slowing down, they can't really capitalize on that momentum because they're still tied down by the pandemic as well.
Max Johnston, thanks for keeping us informed.
Thank you, Kendra.